the yellow of the egg to go down on the white istayot just to make the mustard look nice. So it's not there for the purpose of eating the egg. It's not called burr. You're just doing it to look nice. There's no issa burr. Shrashi elagavin lamara shachel min yof elagavin. The yellow part of the egg looks nice in the mustard. V'lo yachel, but not the white. Hilkach idi v'idi oichlu. Another swara. Really, both parts of the egg are edible. You could eat the white and you could eat the yellow. V'yankam breiris p'seos mirichlu. You're not separating something that is edible and something that's not edible. Because they're both edible. And right now, you don't want either of them for eating. You just want one for coloring. That's no issa. But as though, yeah, Shaila, what about if you want to eat it? If you take a one, the mushroom, the Mishmur talks about, the mole, you didn't have milk. So you want to put in your coffee, you take just the white part of the egg, and you used to beat it up a little bit, and pour that into the coffee. So it's a Shaila of this burr. If you mask the Vedavka just to pull out the white part of the egg and leave the yellow bind, some say there isn't just a burr in that, when you want to use the white. Yeah. Right. Itma. Chardol shelosho merashavis. This mustard seeds, that you lush means you kneaded it before Shabbos. Mashmi can make some type of a dough out of the mustard seeds. So you kneaded it before Shabbos. Shalosh Mer Shabbos. L'mocher on Shabbos, Omarav, Mamcha Bekli. You're allowed to add water to it and let it dissolve, let it soak in water. Shashi Mamcha Bekli, Mashma Zel Shinu Shaloi. This is called the Shinin. That you want to add water into the mustard dough, so you're allowed to add the water. Avoloi Biyad. But you can't mix it up with your hand. If you mix it up with your hand, then you make it dissolve more. It looks more like lash, more like kneading, then it's awesome. Omale Shmuel, biyad. You're saying with your hand, it's awesome. Oto koyoyma mamchle biyad. So people mix up the mustard seeds with the hand. Farket, people mix it up always with a kli, like they use a spoon to mix it up. Michael, the more Michael Chamormu, is it a Michael Chamorm that you use your hands with? If you don't use your hands to mix up the mustard seeds, in the middle of the week, you usually use a spoon to mix it up. So what are you saying? Mamcha b'kli, you're allowed to mix up the mustard seeds on Shabbos with water, with a spoon, but not with your hands. The Chur is just the opposite. Elo amashmuel, mamcha b'yat, fakert, on Shabbos you have to do a shinui. If you want to like make lash, mix up the mustard seeds, the mustard dough like, with water, you have to only mix it up with your hands. V'yena mamcha b'kli. But you can't use a kli, you can't use a spoon to mix up the dough of mustard seeds with water. Itmar Yablaza Weimer. Echot zev yechot zev oser. No, even with your hands, you can't mix it up on Shabbos. It's doima talash, talisha. Lisha usually means any time you have a substance that you mix it with water to make a few particles come into one particle. That's a dough. A dough is first, there's a lot of pieces of flour. When you put water into the dough, you make it come into one gush, into one thing. Who are they making cement is an istalash. You're making all the dirt come into one piece. See here also the chardel. If you add the grinded up seeds from before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you want to put water and make it like a dough, that's an istalash. See, no matter what you do with it, even with your hands, it's also awesome. Both are mutter. This is not doing with the lash, they're both mutter. We don't pass him the kula, we pass him the tosa. So the more come Rabbi Yechonon, we should tosa the Rabbi Elazar. His Rabbi Yechonon was chayzer, and he also said they're both osir. You can't mix it with your hands, you can't mix it with a kli. Come Rabbi Elazar, we should tosa the Shmuel. The Rabbi Elazar was also chayzer, and he held like Shmuel, that it's mutter. So the more Abaye, Barova, Darma, Tavayu. What's the locha? Ha locha kri Rabbi Yechonon. The way he was chayzer, that it's both osir. It's also to pour the water into the mustard on Shabbos and start making lash, start mixing it, either with your hands or else with a kli, both are awesome. So the Mara e made the Abaya, Abaya's mother, of the lay, she made it from on Shabbos, that she put the water in this mustard seeds on Shabbos and mixed it up. But lo yochel, he didn't want to eat it, as he held a kabyech, and it's also, so he didn't eat it. Did they saw the Ziri, Ziri's wife, of the lay, Rab Chiya Barashi, she made it from Chiya Barashi, but lo yochel, and he didn't eat it. Omalei, l'rab chavidim, it's my husband, Santi Ziri, I made it, and he did eat it. V'yochol, v'yat l'yachalt, and you don't want to eat it? Like, why not? Omar rova bar shavo, hevikim no kaim of the Ravina. I was standing in front of Ravina. U'bach shilei v'shufta d'tuma. V'yochol. Shashi b'shufta d'tuma, and soy shoshum. It's the middle part of the garlic. He put it in there and he mixed it up. What ubach shilei, he was mixing it up, the shufta the tumah, with the middle part of the garlic. The yochel and he ate it. As he held, this was called the shinui, and he ate it. Oma mazutra, yishna was the maskona, les hilchasot, kachol hanishmaitito. We don't pass from it like the way we said so far. Ella, how do we paskin? Musunsi de alocha. Ella kiha de itma, like we learned. Chardol shaloshem era Shabbos. If you have these mustard seeds that were grinded down before Shabbos, and you made it into a type of a dough, is lamocher on Shabbos mamchi. You're allowed to mix it up with water. Bein v'yad, bein v'kli. You're allowed to use even a spoon. You're allowed to mix it up with a spoon also. V'noisin l'toichoy dvash. You could have put honey inside it also. Aber v'lo yitroif. The only yisrid, you can't tar it, you can't beat it up well. Drashim l'lo yitroif, kedero shatarif and beitzim. Same way we beat up eggs. Bekar on a plate. Bekaf. With a spoon. Derech trifon. Shemake b'koich. To do it b'koich, that's awesome. Because when you're not beating it up the koyach, it's mutzah to mix up these mustard seeds on Shabbos with water. So tomorrow, elamariv v'lo yitorv. Elamariv, just mix it up nicely. Mix it up, not the koyach. Shechlayim, that's cress, they say, all type of a herb. Shechlayim, sheshochka mera Shabbos. You grinded it up before Shabbos. Rosh Shechlayim, that's creation, type of cress. V'haynu v'hoyu shechkin oisim b'mayim. You used to grind it up first in water. Lamacher on Shabbos, noisin l'toichoy shemen v'chaymitz. You're allowed to add into it now wine and vinegar. Or mamshelach l'toichin amitza, and you can oil, and you can put it, and you can put inside it amitza. You can put inside it. Rashi says mint, okay, mint flavoring. You put inside it. Well, the same thing below yitroif, but you can't beat it up. If you beat it up, that will be an esalisha. You can't beat it up because when you're not beating up the koyach, it's mutter. Elamar, but you just allowed to mix it up slowly. That's mutter. Now, shum sherisku mer Shabbos. You had garlic that you ground up before Shabbos. Lamacher on Shabbos, same thing. Noisin l'toichoy pool. You put other beans inside of the grease in. V'lo yitzchoy. But you can't grind them up on Shabbos. That's nisafchina. Elamar, but you're allowed to mix it up. Umamshech esamitza l'toichoy. And again, you can put this mint inside it. That's mutter to do it. But the more maya mitzah, what does the mitzah mean? Naniyah, that's type of mint. Omer Abaya. Shemamina hainaniya, this type of mint, madalatachli, it's good for crest, it's good for shechlayim. So, Claude, these are halachas about lisha, it's a big machlokes to showing him exactly what the Gemara is talking about. When we get to an halacha, we'll see more. Some learn about it, it's only mutter with a blilosa raka, I think that's what we hold. It's only if it's a very soft type of a mush, then the lisha is mutter. Unless you have a lot of water there, so it's not like a soup. They're just mixing it up, then it's mutter. Because when it comes bilosa over, that means it comes a little thick, that's doimah to a dough, then it's also to make any type of leash on Shabbos. If you can add the water to it, that will be a thick dough, that's also. And this sugya is only talking about bilosa raka. That means it's a very soft bladder. That's what's mutter. Right. The oisin anum l'mishabbos. The Mishnah says you can make an anum l'mishabbos. Turn around on it. Oisin anum l'mishabbos. You're allowed to make this type of a drink on Shabbos. Aber v'yein oisin aluntis. But you're not allowed to make a drink called aluntis, because that's not a Michael Briam. It's only what's on safe for sick people drink it. The more of you is something else called making a refuah. You're not allowed to make a refuah on Shabbos. V'yezehu anumlin, what's called anumlin that's mutter to make the drink on Shabbos. V'yezehu aluntis, what's this drink that's awesome? Anumlin is yayin udvash upopolin. You have wine, honey, and pepper. Shmak a drink. This drink, even healthy people drink it, so it's mutter to make it on Shabbos, because healthy people drink it, it's not called Mishum Refua. What's aluntis? That's yayin yoshin, old wine, or mayim slulim, clear water, via farsamin. It's a famous type of a fruit called a farsamin. You put it in, you let it soak in there, and that's a drink that you use, you have to take a hot bath, you know, you don't want to catch a cold, so you take this, it cools you off. Mar the avdi levei mesusa, lemaker. People drink this drink after they take a hot bath. They take it to cool themselves off. So it's a type of refuah, so it's also to take this on Shabbos, and well, then you can't even make it on Shabbos. So Rashi, v'yein oisin aluntis, she'eino l'mashkit soma. People don't drink it because they're thirsty. Elo litzanein, to cool yourself off, li'achar ha'merchatz. If you take a hot bath, you take this cool drink. V'dugemes refuah. So it looks like refuah. So it's not a thing you drink because you want to drink it. It's something to help your body. Since we're sad, refuah doesn't really mean only that it's a cure. Refuah means it's not something that you're eating because time you're thirsty, you want to eat. You're eating it for some purpose, does something good for your body, that's also called refuah. Here you're drinking this because it's something that cools off the body. So something that cools off the body, that's also called refuah. Omar Rav Yosef. Zim nechada one time, alise bosam arukfa levei bani. I went to the best house after my rukfa. Kinasku, when I came out of the bath house, I see Ashkin. They gave me this drink to drink. Chamra and Achad Kisa, I drank one kais of it. V'choshi mibimtei, and I felt so cool from my hair of my head, v'yatufra the karyon, to mamish the toenails. That's how cooled off I got. The mamish started to hurt him, he got too cooled. V'yashkin kisach rina, if I would have drank a second case of this, have mistafina dilma menakali mischusoi, the alma the yossi. He was afraid maybe he'll lose all his chusim for the next world. In other words, it was matik him so much that if he wouldn't die from the second case, it's because he used up all his chusim to stay alive. So Kit said this curse was mazikim. So Drashi, V'choshmi binti d'reishay, ha'gishasi b'tzinosi, I felt the coolness of it, misaris roishi, from my hair, ad tziporni ravni, to my tail nose. Menakile mischiyosi, ima'isi nitzu mimenu, if I would have been nitzu from the second kite, shaloi emes, and I wouldn't have died from it, is I would have used up all my schus and lose my elam abu. So here you see, it's a mazik for you also. For the Gemara Aivu, Marukva, the Shasi Kol Yoima, Marukva used to drink this every single day, Mashme wasn't Mazikim. Now the Gemara Shani Marukva, the Dashme, he was ruggled by the Trashi. When you get used to the drink, it doesn't harm you. But the first time you take it, it cools you up so much, and two shots could kill you maybe. So the Gemara Vaita, Ein Shurin Es HaChiltis B'Poshim. You're not allowed to soak Chiltis. Oh, the Miri says a type of a fruit. Rashi says it's called chaltish, b'loshin yishmol, b'laz lazuria. No, there's a type of a fruit, the Miri says. The shayrin nice of a poishim used to soak it in lukewarm water. The shayrin nice of a mayin refuah. And people would drink this drink for refuah. So it wasn't the Michael's time to drink. It was meant for refuah. You take this fruit and soak it in lukewarm water and you drink the water. So therefore it's also to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make medicine on Shabbos. The same way you can't take medicine on Shabbos, who are then you're not allowed to make medicine on Shabbos? Is Ein Shurin Es HaChil says the Poishrin. Avonoitzen Otech HaChoymitz, but you're allowed to put the Chilsis in Choymitz in vinegar, because that's a Meichel that you eat. Shrashi Avonoitzen HaChil says Otech HaChoymitz, or Matvo Boi Macholim, like a ketchup. You dip your food into it. Later we'll ask why the ratio is mutter. But some to make a dip that you eat it with it, that's mutter. If you have this kashinon that's leak, you're not allowed to make it float in water. There's a type of a burr. Let's say there's a lot of dirt on top of the kashinon, the leak. So you want it to float in the water, that either the psellus will go to the bottom and the leak will go on top, or else faker. The leak will go on top and the psellus will go to the bottom. So Drashi v'yein shalnes hakashinin. Matzef aleya mayim b'kli, you pour water on top of the leak. Levarer psalosim, to make burr here, to take off its psalos. Tidnam nasech the beitzim. Af madiach b'shela. The type of burr is, you let it float in the water, and the psalos comes off it. So that's also to do on Shabbos. V'loi shofin oisei. Who are then you can't even rub it off. Drashi biyad, just to rub off the leak. L'hosir psalos, devil a burr. Tersan. If you have dirt on the leak, you're not allowed to even rub off the dirt off the leak. That's called burr. Of course, the chiddush here. We'll see the halacha. Kurt the Shaladin, if apples fall on the floor and it gets full of dirt, lachor should be also to wash off the apple. Because chor is burr, you've taken off the pselus off the eichel. I will see in halacha how we held. But that's this halacha chura. For like shofen eisen, it's just as claw. You can't take the leak, and shofen, you can't rub off the dirt off the leak, so trash even with your hand, that's an issa pselus. It's an issa burr. But you're allowed to put it into the cover, into the sifter. Or the techa kukola, or else into a basket. So Drashi. Avonaisa techa kavra, viafafi shepom shafsel, nefil derech nikve a kavra, nincis bar melem, because chur means you're not mechavim l'shem zeh. You stand throw it into the sifter, so the nice piece of leek doesn't go through the sifter. So you're just storing it there. So you're allowed to store it in the sifter. Even though it's possible now some of the cells will fall off it, for the chur it's ain't a mechavim, and it's not a psikresh, it's mutter. Avonaisa no techa kavra, techa kukola. Ein kaivrin es hateven the kavra. But straw, that you can't put through a sifter on Shabbos, because that's real burr. Drashi, tevin hu shaisim in akash, made from straw. Mechatz straw, mechatzken oisei b'mbarigin, you chop it up. V'yaisa kozonav ashebol is tevin. You make straw out of it. See, so you can't put it through the sifter, because that's mama sifting. You clean out the straw, that's nisa burr, merakit. Lo yitneno agabi mokum gavoya. You can't even put it on top of your roof. V'shvil sheyered hamoitz. That you want the wind to come there and blow the shaft off the tevin, that's also water. That's called yibim mechavim to make a meisa burr. You want the wind to, that's called like zerer. You want the wind to blow away the shaft. Avol noitel hu bekavra. But you're still allowed to put it inside a kavra for noitel techevis. this time you want to use the copper for storage or to hold it in a sifter, to be able to carry the straw to the avis, to the stall, that's mutter. Because again, you're not mechavin the shank soilus here. So now it's double shank mechavin, it's mutter. Like Rashi said, avonaita bekavram, lintang beteich avis. You let us down carry the straw in the strainer to bring it to the stall. The alpha piece shall much leifel. The elov, even though by itself, the psalus, the shaft is falling off, is Rav Shimon. The Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon. The Yom HaDavah Shein HaMaskavin Mutter. You're not mechavin that the psalus should fall off. It happens by itself. Therefore, it's Mutter. Something more. Boilihu. Shora Mai. What's the locha if you soak the chiltis to poishrin? What issue is there? Tirgumo Ravada Nashoi Kaiman Rav Yosef Shora Chayv Chattis. If you soak this type of a chiltis, this type of a fruit, in lukewarm water that you make it, just I'm soaking. You shouldn't do like you do something b'chil. So it's a santa lashon here. We had a few times this lashon. It's called uvdu d'chil. Really, the issue here is you're making medicine. By people taking this fruit and soaking lukewarm water, chaylin, take it, drink it. So the issue is you're making a refuah. The Gemara calls it uvdu d'chil. And we had a few times already, before we had an oil also, making an oil arai, the Gemara said, Osas uvdu d'chil. Mashma, the pshat is, the Rabbanan gave a nissa uvdu d'chil. Certain things the Rabbanan don't want you to do, because it's a weekday thing. But when, which things did Rabbanan ask you? If it has some type of srach malach, it has to be doimut to some malachim. Because it's doimut to something, the Rabbanan said, don't do it, Osas uvdu d'chil. If it's doimut to an oil, the Rabbanan said, don't do it, Mishum uvdu d'chil. If it's doimut to making a refuah, don't do it, Mishum uvdu d'chil. But the Taitch says, why they answer it, Osas uvdu d'chil. Don't do like you do in the weekday. The Rabbanan is also to make medicine. Boy, minay Rabbi Yechonen, Rabbi Yanai, mal lishras es achiltus petzoynin. His Mishnah only says it's also in lukewarm water. What about in cold water? Is it mutter or not? Omalei yosem. Even in cold water, also it's awesome. I bonantzan and shoren es achiltus apoyshrin. The Mishnah's mashma only in lukewarm water it's awesome. Tadiyu kol betzoynin mutter and cold water should be mutter. Omalei imtain ma ben libaloch. Like, what are you asking me for then? You're telling me. You should know, I asked me kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Yechidoi. We don't pass like our Mishnah. The Tanya we learned. Ain't sharing es achiltes, loy becham, loy betzoinim. The Tanakamos, even in cold water, it's also to soak the chiltes in it. Rabbi Yosi Yama becham and also betzoinim mutter. So, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi like a Yochid, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi. So, the moral of my Avdullah, what kind of refuah, who takes this drink? You have a hard heart. Asthma, some people say. If you have an asthma attack, that's a good medicine for it. You had a hard asthma attack. Take 3 cups of it in 3 days. If every day to drink 3 cups of it, that will be your refuah. It happened to my son Thursday. He got his first attack. Is Ozel Ishti Chamisha B'Shabbos. The first three cups he drank on Thursday. O'Mali Shabbos. Came the next day Friday again, drank 3 cups. Litzafram, and the next morning, Ozel Shobei Medrosa. Came Shabbos morning, he didn't know what to do. He didn't know if he's allowed to make the medicine on Shabbos, and he didn't know if he's allowed to take medicine on Shabbos or not. The man is not supposed to take medicine on Shabbos. So he didn't know what to do. Is Omrulay, so he told him, Torna devei Rebbe Ada, V'yamrulo Torna devei Ma Bar Ada, Shoy Sodom Kavoy Kabayin V'yayin Choshes. You're allowed to drink it, aren't you? You're allowed to drink it. Omrulahu, Lishto is like to me boily. Avad, I know I'm allowed to drink it. As even though it's at Refuah, the Mashmi, he was a Choyla, and if he didn't take it, it'll be a Sakona. So Avad, I'm allowed to take the Refuah. Zrashi, Lishto is like to me boily. Devalav Refuah Mashku, Otanan Kola Mashkin Choyset. Trasan? As Rashi learns, it's time to drink it, treat its mutum. Because this type of a drink, even it's a drink. So, son, if the Mishnah is only saying that this, you're not allowed to make it on Shabbos. But if it's already made before Shabbos to drink it, it looks like it's taking a cold drink. That's mutum to take. Now, the Shalom was, keep coming boil and lishrois. Can I make it on Shabbos? Rashi is not masnis and ain't shurim. The Mishnah says you can't make this drink on Shabbos because it's called making a refuah. Am I allowed to make it now? Since I started before Shabbos and I need it, can I make it on Shabbos? My. Omalahu, what? The Bible says, make it, no, since you're making the shame refuah, that's awesome. Now let him make a refuah. Omalah Rav Chiya Bar Avin, but he did have a yub that happened to me once, the Yosef Shultis, the Rav Ado Bar Ava, I asked him, he didn't know. Osi Shultis Rabuna, I went to ask Rabuna, the Yomer Hochi Koma Rav. This is what Rav said. Shoyre Bitsoinin, make a shinui. You're allowed to soak it in cold water. Or Maniach Bechama, and then leave it in the sun to heat up. Command Bishori. So tomorrow, who are you saying this? Only according to one that's Matal Chura, doing it in cold water. Suck the name. Afilu Laman de Yosser. Even according to the Halacha, that Mitchila, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, even in cold water. Han, immediately Hecha de Loyish de Klau. That's only if you didn't start taking this medicine before Shabbos. Aval Hocha. Kivun de Yishte Chamish Shemali Shabbatah. Since you started to take the medicine Thursday and Friday, Ila Shossi be Shabbos, if you don't take it the third day on Shabbos, Mistakin. You'll come to Lei Sakona. Is Mistamich Viozel. So Navada, you're allowed to make it on Shabbos. Since you started before Shabbos, if you don't finish it, be a sakonam, avada it's mutter. That's the halacha usually. You start to take medicine before Shabbos, you let it continue to take it on Shabbos if it's a sakonam, if you don't continue. Rav Acher by Yosef Achtefei was leaning, his shoulders were leaning against to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Bar Achte, the son of his daughter, sister. Omalei, nephew is this. Ki matina lebeira sach, when we come to a sacrifice house, alinim, let me go inside. Kimoto, when he went to Safa's house, Aile, he went inside. Boy Mine, he asked him a shayla. Mal the kiskusei kitintoi b'shabata. Malada kiskusei means rub, bang. Can I rub my flax clothing on Shabbos? Trash it, kiskusei kitnoi, chole kitunas. Shel pishtin, you have the cloth made out of flax. Shenes chapse, it was washed before Shabbos. Verehi kosher. After it's washed, it's a little bit hard. Or meshav shafor, you rub it. Ben shtei yod between your two hands, v'inas rachacho, that makes it soft. V'yav halibin shalom mitzahal, it also makes the white and silver become clearer. It makes the color become clearer. Ayidei shifshus, by rubbing this after it was washed, it's too stiff. When you rub it down, you make the color look nicer. Is it mutter to rub it down on Shabbos or not? So he answered him, what's your kavana when you're rubbing this flax? It's only to make it softer. That's mutter. As your kavana is not to make it look nicer, it's just to make it softer. There's no melacha. Oy dilma, maybe no. Lelude chivro kamechavna. V'yoser. It is the shayla. The other side is no. You have kavana to make it look whiter. If you want it to look clearer, nicer, that's an iser mishum kibbus. Like you're washing, you're making it cleaner. Omalei into the back, the rechuche komechavim b'shabadomi. No, on tam kisoynet is underwear. Even though it's made out of flax, his kavod is just to make it soft, so is mutter and Shabbos. He knocked when he went out, Osir Omalei. My boy, my man, he asked him, what did they ask you? Omalei, boy, my man, they asked me the shayla. Ma le kiskusei kitniso b'shabata. Can I rub flax, the flax cloth, on Shabbos? The Omalei, I said, no, the Omalei shabadomi. He answered the back, it's mutter. V'tibor de lamar, Sudra. Why don't you ask the shayla of a sudra? Some said that's a scarf or an outer clothing. So if he didn't ask the shayla, because sudra lo kami boyli, the boy merafuna already asked the shayla from Rabuna. Or poshedly he answered me. The tiv should lay lamami sudra. Why don't you bring the same raya from sudra? And the vice versa by sudra, he said it was osir. Or malay hosa merse ki yelude chivra. A sudra, an outer clothing like your scarf. That zikha, you're doing it for the purpose to make it look whiter. You want it to make it look cleaner. So that's also to do on Shabbos, it's doima to kibbutz. Hocho lenechse kelu dechivrim. Mashenken your inner clothing, you're not mechavet to make it look whiter. Amra chizda, hai kis nisa, this flax clothing, mishal'im. So the kid said, Allah has brought down that when you want to rub the clothing, it depends what kavanah there is. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Bezman is there, we don't have this thing anymore. All our clothing, we never rub it to make it look whiter. Because it's not such a mitzvah that after the wash, the clothing is so thick, like hard, and now you want to rub it to soften it to make it look nicer. Smart not a gehein. We don't have the mitzvah. But it's Omer HaChizda. Haikit Nisa, we have this flax clothing. Mishalfi will be